Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry this morning and comfortably cool with most places starting out in the 50s. That same high pressure will keep it dry for most of the day today, although a large circulation in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continues to spin around north of us in Canada. A little bit of energy touched off a couple of showers yesterday, and one or two showers possible today across the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and Green Mountains. Otherwise, we'll enjoy a northwest breeze and low humidity with highs in the middle and upper 70s with some lower 80s across the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Partly cloudy and comfortably cool tonight, back into the 50s. More energy and a stronger batch of it will rotate around that same low to our north tomorrow. This could create a few more passing showers and maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder. Again, this is most likely across the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and Vermont, but a few of these showers could make a closer approach to the Greater Capital District and western New England through the afternoon. High temperatures on Friday will be in the upper 70s. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather in the mid-levels as well on Saturday. This will keep it mostly sunny for the beginning of the weekend, and highs will push back into the lower and middle 80s. On Sunday, a front will approach, and showers and thunderstorms will become likely in the afternoon, and highs will stay in the lower 80s. Another burst of energy on Monday will create more showers and thunderstorms around, but still high temperatures will climb into the mid-80s, and behind that system, even warmer, mid-80s to low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the Dakotas. Seasonably modest mid-level flow will extend along a corridor from southern Idaho into the Dakotas and will be supportive of convective development. Thunderstorms are expected to evolve along a north-south zone of low-level convergence near an area of higher moisture and instability. Wind shear forecasts seem supportive of a few supercells early in the convective cycle, but a more expansive clustering of storms is likely after dark. Large hail and strong winds are the primary threats. And Typhoon Halola is located approximately 400 miles east-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base on the island of Okinawa. The typhoon is headed toward the island at 10 miles per hour with 105 mile per hour winds and gusts to 125 miles per hour. Halola is expected to move over Okinawa tomorrow afternoon and evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 11:28 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lloydminster, Alberta, Canada at 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 50 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 50, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Walden and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature 72, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.81 inches, and 18.23 inches for the year. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 159 now for the month, and 393 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 96 set in 1955 and the record low 45 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:25 p.m. 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower from time to time today and highs in the mid-70s. partly cloudy with a shower possible tonight in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 80s, mostly clear tonight in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with just a slight risk of a passing shower today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of passing showers, especially in northern New York and New England, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Saturday in the lower 80s, mostly cloudy on Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, lower to mid 80s with a scattered shower or storm Monday, warm and humid Tuesday in the mid to upper 80s, and hazy, hot and humid near 90 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.